Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I think I have to give an important announcement. You know, one of the great achievements of recent years in Bosnia-Herzegovina has been the introduction of the value-added taxes. And everyone who has worked on this project can be justifiably proud of what has been achieved. And nobody more than Jody Dixon, the chairman of the governing board of the Indirect Taxation Authority. I must confess that as I had my first meetings with Paddy Ashton last year, November, December, I was very critical. Well, I should start now, beginning of the next year, and it is just the time of the introduction. Is there not some risk, and if there will be the full blame on my side if the preparations are not done? And I know that a project like a moon landing, such a thing, software and all these things. And I was very critical, and I was really surprised how smoothly this introduction came here in this country, much better than in many, many other countries. And Jody's achievement in this, to be the chairman of the governing board of the Indirect Taxation Authority, has been enormous, and he has secured results through the skillful application of minimum pressure to maximum effect. He has sought to resolve differences of opinion by encouraging the various stakeholders to agree pragmatic responses to complex questions rather than by seeking to impose his own view. He has engineered consensus by removing himself as much as possible from center stage and obliging the Bosnian-Herzegovinian representatives on the governing board to come up with their own solutions. By strictly adhering to a policy of minimum intervention, he has maximized the impact of those interventions that he has made. Today, Bosnia-Herzegovina is addressing major issues related to the allocation of indirect tax revenues. 3 years ago, the issues were much more basic, related to the primary building blocks of a modern fiscal system. The progress that has been made from conceiving a modern fiscal system to operating one owes much to the quiet but steady direction exercised by him who was part of the reform process from the very beginning. I am grateful to him for what he has achieved, and the people of this country should be as well. Jody's mandate as ITA chairman expired at the end of last week. The two of us spoke by telephone about how to proceed in view of the current stalemate over revenue allocation. And to overcome the impasse, I believe a new initiative is required. As you are all aware, my preference is, wherever possible, to find local solutions or at least to work towards a transition to local ownership. I have therefore asked Peter Nicol to take over as ITA chairman until the end of this year. As governor of the Central Bank of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Peter helped establish a currency board, introduce the convertible mark, and reform the country's payment system. Peter had also received a host of awards in Bosnia and Herzegovina in recognition of his work. In 2000, the Financial Forum of Bosnia and Herzegovina gave him its First Person of the Year award. In 2002, the readers of Nevi Avas voted him International Person in Bosnia and Herzegovina of 2001. The oldest financial magazine in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Banks in Bosnia and Herzegovina, presented him with a Golden BAM award for his contribution to the establishment and development of the central bank. I believe that Peter is uniquely qualified for the position of chairman of the ITE governing board. Before I take questions, allow me to say a few words about the issue of revenue allocation. I was disappointed to learn that the National Fiscal Council failed to hold a session on Monday, despite the fact that this issue has been pending for more than 6 months. Only half of the council members turned up for this meeting. As a result, I have written to all members of the National Fiscal Council, all three prime ministers, and all three finance ministers, urging them to agree both revenue distribution in 2006 and a new methodology to be applied from January 2007 before the next meeting of the ITE governing board now in this month. I have also asked Prime Minister Adnan Tersic to convene the next National Fiscal Council meeting at the earliest opportunity so that the ITE governing board can adopt the National Fiscal Council's conclusions as its next meeting. The international community will work with authorities of Bosnia and Herzegovina to move the issue of revenue allocation forward. I have had consultations with the European Commission, the United States, and other actors. We all agree that this issue must be resolved as soon as possible. Ladies and gentlemen, I think some had asked me, is this now an international or is this a national man you have selected? And I can tell you both. He is also not only a citizen of the international community now here in New Zealand, he is also a citizen of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I think he has done for this country such a lot that he should be also being seen as a very good citizen of this country. And so I'm quite proud that I got his commitment to do that job for a certain period, crucial period now, so that we have a smooth transition from the situation today to the new situation starting with the next year or something around that date. So I'm very grateful that he made very quick decisions. I also did. And so he is, some hours before he was not in this country even. So thank you very much, and I will just give over to you.
Thank you very much. I agree with what the High Representative said, that the introduction of value-added tax in Bosnia-Herzegovina has gone remarkably smoothly. That doesn't actually surprise me, because it's been my experience in the 9 years I've been in Bosnia-Herzegovina that there's a great capacity in this country to introduce projects very smoothly and very quickly. That there's no problem in Bosnia-Herzegovina about technical capacity, and a number of projects have been done very well, and value-added tax is one of them. I am, as you know, a central banker and not a fiscal expert. But all central bankers understand the broad elements of fiscal policy, because if fiscal policy is unstable, It's very difficult, if not impossible, for the central bank to keep monetary conditions stable. So central banks do pay attention to fiscal policy in all countries at all times, including this one. The question of the allocation formula has obviously been a problem. I don't have any prior views on what the appropriate formula should be. In a sense, I think there's no such thing as a single right formula. There are a number of options that all have equal validity, and one needs to assess them all and come up with some agreement that is reasonably fair to all parties. That's the test I think the formula needs to pass, that it's reasonably fair, not that it's absolutely correct, because such a single formula doesn't exist. I will, as the High Representative said, I have been appointed to this position for a short period only. I was Governor of the Central Bank of Bosnia-Herzegovina for 7 years. I will be Chairman of this Board for a period closer to 7 months rather than 7 years. Thank you.
So, there are some questions.
Господин Шиллинг, so Mr. Schilling, you've said a couple of times that the new methodology has to be in place very soon. But does it mean that Mr. Dodik was right?
This had nothing to do with political assessments. This is just only a possible good solution for a professional problem. And the professional things have to be investigated totally impartial, not regarding this entity or that entity. And insofar, I agree that such things should be done, this investigation by technical and professional people, and then it should be made the clear decision. And the Fiscal Council have to give the orientation and the direction. And that I was missing. I don't see that Prime Minister Dodik was in this Fiscal Council last Monday. I think he was not showing up. And insofar I criticize the whole body not doing their job in the way it is necessary to serve that country in time in this very crucial time. So it's nothing to do with Mr. Dodik. Other questions?
Možete li nam dati neku informaciju više o tome da li ste gospodinu Dixonu ponudili produženje mandata i da li njegovo neprihvatanje i na koliko je bilo to produženje mandata ako ste mu nudili? I drugo, ko bi mogao biti predsjedavajući upravnog odbora poslije nove godine? I ako gospodin Nikola može kratko, on je kazao da nema neke ideje kako prevazići ovu situaciju sa koeficijentima i raspodjelom, ali prema onome što sad zna, da li zagovara primjenu zakona ili fiksne koeficijente koji bi tražili izmjenu zakona.
The three questions, the third one would be answered by Peter. The first question, I had a phone call with him. I would have preferred that he is here to get also personally my respect and my award for his efforts here for this country. He had some difficulties in the question of timing with my considerations, and so we came to the opinion that it would be better to make now a clear cut and to make a transitional time for getting a new a local man in, as we said, foreseeable future, perhaps end of this year or beginning of the next year. So that was a very good talk with him. And coming back also to this question of Mr. Dorig, I just want to comment here that I also hope that this political attacks not at all suitable to him, and not at all in a, I would say in a fact-finded situation as here what he has done here, that should be really dropped as quick as possible. But this question to find a new one, that would be not the questions today, because now I'm very happy to have a very good man for the next several months for transition, and he has also two citizenships, so what do you want more? He is arrived symbolic already to have the Bosnian citizenship and this, and if you want to be remembered on him, you just have to take your banknote and then you can see him again. So, and the signature, you can see.
Not my face.
Yeah, the signature could be seen then again. I of course I cannot comment anything like this because that would be the question for the next year, and I just talking and deciding about things if the time is coming and not before. Other questions?
On the third question, I mean, in my view, and it was certainly the way I operated when I was governor of the central bank, is that you have to operate within the law. But secondly, the law should not be seen as fixed or set in concrete. And if you do decide after analysis that there is a problem with what has been set out in the law, you should initiate a process to change the law. The central bank law, I think I proposed changes three times during my term as governor, because in the light of experience we found that things that had looked suitable at the beginning were no longer suitable. So that's my, you have to operate within the law, but you also have to be willing to change the law if experience suggests the law is not appropriate.
Other questions?
Rekao ste da je bilo nekakvih političkih napada što se tiče gospodina Dixona. Da li po tim podrazumijevate i tužbu protiv gospodina Dixona koju je uložila Republika Srpska? Glas Srpske.
Well, of course, I think if this country is getting a mature democracy, then the argument should be in the professional way, and it shouldn't be mixed with political games. And that's a thing all sides have to learn. I didn't mention that before, but I think now it's time to say that people doing a good job for this country should be also be treated in that way, and not by political attacks. They are not due to the actions they have done in favor of this country, and everybody can see that even the entity of the Republic of Srpska is getting more money because of the good introduction of the value-added tax than less. So everybody should see what he has done, and then all other talks and all other actions are just ridiculous. So that's my opinion, and I just say it very openly.